Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Can we replace the perfect attendance award with kind kids awards already? Coming to school when you're sick or need a mental break doesn't deserve applause, including others. Sharing a lunch with some hungry and not bullying others absolutely deserves recognition. That what were the thoughts, or was the thought, of Mary Fairy Bowberry on Instagram, which really led to a pretty good debate on The Burt Show, which made us think of the Kindness Awards.
Yeah, I always love when you get really prophetic thoughts and comments from a random handle like Mary Fairy Bowberry. Cassie was the one that brought this to our attention, and I love the idea of acknowledging kids for their kindness rather than their perfect attendance.
Yeah, I think, growing up, perfect attendance was the thing. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, like, you should be able to take a sick day. No one wants you at school sick if your parents can have you home. Mental health breaks are important. We've learned that more and more. And so I feel like instilling in kids perfect attendance doesn't teach them that adults, they are allowed to stop and pause and take time for themselves and their health. And sometimes even just to play hooky to go to the beach if you want to. Mm. Like, life is worth living.
So we're going to do the Kindness Awards on The Burt Show. So you can call up 404-954-1360. If you can't remember that, we're going to put all the deets at theburtshow.com and nominate a kid. Nominate a student that you think is deserving of the Kindness Award. And then we're going to play those voice memos.
This doesn't even necessarily have to be your own kid. You could be a teacher and there's just one or two kids in class that you're like, wow, they always go above and beyond to help others. They volunteer for things they don't need to volunteer for. So we're looking for all these kids that are just so kind, and we need to give them some recognition. So like Kristen said, hit us up at 404-951-1360. We understand you're in your car, so you probably can't write that down. So all the info going to be up online at theburtshow.com. All right, it is commencement speech time, and this is a Burt Show tradition. Each of us coming in again this year with our own commencement speeches to make the world a better place for the class of 2023. And Kristen starts us off today.
I will. And I love technology because my sister-in-law sent me the live stream and I got to watch my nephew graduate high school over the weekend.
That's cool.
So we're just sitting there on the phone waiting to hear Luke Mattingly as he walks across the stage and gets his diploma. And like those feelings just rush over you again, like the acceptance of the diploma, and then everybody stands up and they announce that this is the class of 2023, and then the pulling of the tassel from one side to the next. It brought back so many great memories, and I know so many students and parents are going through this right now, whether your kid is graduating kindergarten or graduating middle school, high school, college, whatever.
That might be a new angle, a commencement speech for a kindergartner.
I like, yeah. You want to take that test?
I might go that route. Yeah.
Should be 15 seconds long.
Yeah, got to keep it quick for the five-year-old. So here is my 2023 commencement speech. Off to a great start if I can't even get commencement out. Good afternoon, class of 2023. This is a momentous day that marks the culmination of years of hard work, dedication, and persistence. As you stand here today receiving your diplomas, take a moment to reflect on the journey that has brought you to this point. You may have survived countless tests, sleepless nights, difficult assignments. You have faced challenges, made mistakes, and hopefully learned from them. You formed friendships, bond mentors, and discovered skills and passions you never knew you had. But now, as you move on to the next chapter of your lives, you are faced with a new set of challenges and opportunities. You may be going to college, starting a job, embarking on a new adventure. Whatever it is you choose to do, know that the skills and knowledge you have gained thus far will serve you well. And yet, as you look forward, it is important to remember that success is not just about what you achieve, but also how you achieve it. As you move into the world, ask yourself who you want to be beyond what you want to do. What kind of person do you want to be remembered as? What values do you want to uphold? As you move forward, I encourage you to embrace diversity, empathy, and kindness. In a world that can often be divisive, seek to build bridges, not walls. Listen to the perspectives of others and try to understand their experiences. And when you encounter injustice or inequality, speak up and take action. In addition to empathy and kindness, I encourage you to embrace curiosity. Always be learning, exploring, and questioning. Embrace uncertainty and be open to new ideas. Recognize that the most meaningful learning often happens outside of the classroom, and that some of life's greatest lessons can be found in unexpected places, such as the company of friends and family or in the pages of a good book. And finally, I encourage you to take risk. Follow your passions, even if they take you down an unexpected path. Be willing to fail, because failure is not a defeat, but a lesson. And remember that the greatest rewards often come from the greatest risk. Class of 2023, as you move forward in your lives, I wish you all the best. May you be successful, kind, curious, and courageous. And may you always remember the lessons you have learned, the people who have helped you along the way, and the potential that lies within you. Congratulations.
Bravo! Innovation all the way around.
That was done by AI.
Was it really?
That was ChatGPT.
Was it really?
It really was.
That says more about your commencement speech and the time we're living in than anything else.
How good was that?
I was wondering, kind of perfect. I was wondering how you banged that out, because honestly, originally on the schedule, it was Abby that was supposed to go first. So I hit Abby up late yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And we were like, we weren't really sure what she was supposed to do. And so I said, Kristen, and she decided she would write it.
Uh-huh. No, I felt bad because, like, that's an assignment that should have been given to Abby on Friday, not, like, Sunday night. And so when I realized that she hadn't been informed, I was like, oh, I'll do it. And I'll just put it into Literally, I went to ChatGPT and I said, please write a commencement speech for the class of 2023. And that's what it came up with. That's pretty
good. In a couple of years, that will be delivered to a bunch of holograms anyway. So,
But Abby, you are on the hook for tomorrow. Okay. I'll try and top it.
The Burt Show.